Nuclear power plants around the country are shutting down. 20 reactors are already on their way out, and several more are expected to follow. Though questions remain about what to do with the nuclear waste. A federal plan to store it at Yucca Mountain in Nevada has been scrapped. Oyster Creek Nuclear Plant in Lacey Township, New Jersey, will retire in October. State Impact Pennsylvania's Catalina Jaramillo reports that the community is facing an uncertain future, but they have a proposal. Pay them for storing radioactive waste.
Lacey's municipal building is packed for the town's bi-weekly meeting, and even the mayor is surprised.
I'd like to say this is the first time I've had a full house like this. It really feels great.
People are here to find out what happens next October when the nuclear plant shuts down for good. Excellence Oyster Creek Nuclear Generating Station sits alongside Barnegat Bay in Ocean County, and it has served as the town's main economic driver for 50 years. Richard Rom lives in a nearby senior housing complex, and he's worried.
Is it going to bring the town down as far as, you know, more empty houses and stuff like that, lost business and stuff like that? I'm concerned.
About 500 people work at the plant. More than half will keep their jobs during the several years it will take to clean up the plant. But there's way more at stake than jobs. Residents like Rom benefit from the plant even if they don't work there. The plant pays Lacey almost $2.7 million in taxes, and the town gets more than $11 million each year in property tax relief. That means homeowners like Rom save $2,000 to $3,000 a year compared to those living in neighboring counties. Regina DiCenza says her family moved to Lacey 20 years ago because of the low taxes.
That was really, I think, the whole attraction to this community to begin with.
Now, she's worried taxes will go up, people will move out, and property values will drop. But Lacey is not only losing the economic benefits from hosting the nuclear plant. They will be stuck with 753 metric tons of nuclear waste that will be left behind because there's no federal plan to dispose of it. Gary Quinn is Lacey's former mayor and a current committeeman. He says the town never anticipated having to deal with nuclear waste. The spent nuclear fuel rods stay radioactive for hundreds of thousands of years.
When it was first built, it was never agreed upon that it would become a spent fuel storage facility, which going forward at this point in time appears to be what we're facing.
That's because the Department of Energy failed to make good on their commitment to remove radioactive waste from the nation's nuclear plants. For more than 10 years, the federal government collected billions of dollars from plant owners and ratepayers to pay for permanent storage. But the plan to bury it underground at Yucca Mountain in Nevada never happened. Currently, the federal government pays plant owners like Excellent for the cost of keeping the nuclear waste. Quinn says the host communities also deserve to get paid.
Our feeling is, you know, and we spoke to other municipalities throughout the state that are host, you know, communities to these facilities, that if we're going to be keeping this fuel in our town, we certainly should be receiving some of the compensation that is currently being paid by every single, you know, ratepayer to the electric companies throughout the country.
Quinn says there's no way to replace the shuttered nuclear plant with any other business. Even if Exelon cleans the site as they are required to do, no one wants nuclear waste in their backyard.
It would be very difficult to build any kind of a major, you know, whether it be residential or commercial, any kind of, you know, development on a site where you have concrete casks sitting next to the parking lot that are storing spent fuel. You know, it just doesn't work.
Christina Simeon is a nuclear energy expert from the University of Pennsylvania. She says the federal government should be paying communities like Lacey some kind of rent.
I think the communities are getting shortchanged because the nuclear plant operators are getting compensated from the federal government for their investments in building the infrastructure needed to safely store the waste on site. But the communities are not getting paid for their services as waste host communities.
Simeon says this is a growing problem nationwide.
It's very surprising that there's not a discussion about the waste that's accumulating on these sites.
There is a bill in Congress that would authorize federal funds to pay communities like Lacey to store the nuclear waste, but it hasn't gained any traction. Two communities actually negotiated payments directly from the plant owners, and two other towns have offered to keep the nation's waste for a price. Quinn says if the original plan to store the nuclear waste in Nevada is not happening, then the money should go to the de facto storage sites, like Lacey Township.
Why is it that billions of dollars were spent in the state of Nevada, you know, to be able to build this thing and to be able to store this material safely, whereas every other community throughout the country that is doing the Nevada job now has received no compensation whatsoever?
But right now, there's no guarantee the town will get anything but the radioactive waste, which sits in a concrete structure in a parking lot 5 miles from the beach. Catalina Jaramillo, WHYY News.